Rihanna with Kuligano on Rise FM Lunch. It is a Friday. Where's your vibe, hey? Why have you not arrived? It's a Friday already. Have you seen his kid? Have you seen Kulichana's kid? You know, sometimes you must just date for jeans. Just date for the jeans, because at least you'll be guaranteed to have the cutest babies. If for nothing else, just the jeans alone should be reason enough. Welcome to the show, man. Happy Friday to you and yours, whether you're at home, traveling somewhere, or maybe in the office. I hope you have one of the most productive Fridays of your life. We've got our top three stories making noise from the net coming right up. So your headlines for today on Rise FM Lunch. One is Lebo Sekgobela. Also sitting at number two is Cathy Ventura. That's P. Diddy's ex. And then we'll close it off with Deputy Minister Hendricks, who's using AI for assistance, just like everybody else who's actually savvy. So hopping on to our first story, Lebo Sekgobela. One of many artists, but most recently, she's the one who's very upset with scammers selling fake tickets to her upcoming shows. Her shows are Worshippers Unleashed, as well as Gospel Love and Soul. I think it's about time, if you are a fan of artists who are hosting concerts, if you don't follow them on social media, on their official accounts, be sure where you buy tickets to their shows so you do not get scammed. Moving on to the next one, Cathy Ventura, P. Diddy's ex, is currently disputing Diddy's accusations and claims that a video of him assaulting her was edited, right? So her lawyer is confirming that the footage is 100% real and will be used in trial whether he likes it or not. However, P. Diddy's team is arguing that the video was manipulated and seeks its exclusion when it comes to the trial in the near future. Should be interesting to see how this one pans out, yeah? How do you also prove if a video was tampered with or not? Is there a way? So we're going to close it off on Noise from the Night on Rise FM Lunch with me, Lily Wakama Kompane. Number three, one of my favorite stories of the day. Deputy Minister Hendricks is making headlines vandag. So EFF MPs are currently criticizing the Social Development Deputy Minister, Genevieve Hendricks, for using artificial intelligence, otherwise known as AI. And this is to answer parliamentary questions. I'm not even laughing, okay? But I did a lot earlier. So Hendricks confirmed using AI, saying it's part of the digital economy. So why are you bothered, is the question. Now, EFF spokesperson Sinao Tambo condemned this and is arguing for rules committee to address the issue as well. Now, the controversy began when EFF MP Ompile Maotwe noticed Hendricks was reading a follow-up response, raising concern about AI involvement. But he's not ashamed, you know. It's something he was doing quite openly, and he was able to even come forward and admit to using AI. Like, why the hell not? Is there a rule against it? Not that we know of. But here's a question we want to ask you. A couple of people have already hopped on to the use of AI. Some using it to post on social media because it makes them sound a little bit more smarter than they actually are, which is okay. But do you reckon AI is here to make us human beings lazy? Or can it actually be assertive for us to use in various environments? So let us know on @RiseFM943. Otherwise, make use WhatsApp numbers and your voice note if you can on 072-885-7702. Let's hop over to Nigeria. Then one and only Burna Boy and Kalani. Bless teaming up with them as well with Solid. It's Rise FM Lunch. Welcome to it. Yeah. You the type I really vibe. So I forever keep it silent. We go public and keep it proud.